Let's pray together, God. Our Father, we are very thankful that we have been given the assurance that you will. When others won't, when others can't, you will. And so, God, we know that because of your faithfulness unto us, we can go on. No matter what happens to us, plague, famine, heartaches, disappointments, we can go on. In fact, God, we've come today to fill our tanks again, our spiritual tanks. Have been running a little low this week. We've had so much happening down here. Some of us were pressed out of measure. And so we need to be filled again. We've stopped by the filling station of heaven to get the best that you have to offer. Thank you, God, for all of your wonderful deeds to men. Some grumbled, some refused, some felt cheated. But our testimony is not like the unrighteous. Our testimony is that the Lord will. And so, God, again, open our eyes and our ears and meet us in a place that is conducive to good listening and learning. Silence everything around us, if you will. Peace flow like a river. We need a word. And we would see Jesus. Lord, use me to help them. So you help us and bring us up together. Let no man, woman, child be left behind. But bring us up together. We would see Jesus. And Father, forgive us of our sins, we do pray. We just simply say, Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, give us back our joy. That's what we came for. Fullness of joy. And God be praised. The redeemed of the Lord said together, amen, 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 and amen. Come on, let's bless God together. Oh, yeah. Come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Grab your Bibles. Psalm 107. It's the first psalm in the fifth book. There are five books that comprise the Psalms in their entirety. This is the first order in book five. Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Turn your electronic devices on full speed now and leave Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Pinterest. Go to your Bible app. Amen. We're going to have to get some electronic ushers. We'll go around and make sure folk actually on their Bible apps. Amen. I need an electronic usher. Amen. So we'll make sure folk is doing what the good reverend ask him to do. Sister Brogan, you volunteering? That was just too easy. I believe you just want to get somebody. Amen. Psalm 107. That was just too easy. Oh, Reverend, I got this. Let me catch him wrong, Reverend. I got him. Amen. Yeah, I wish everybody in the church volunteered that fast. Psalm 107, amen. The New Living Translation renders, beginning at verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies. For he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from the east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the desert, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distresses. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you, ushers. Thank you so much. You have done tremendously well seating all of this great multitude of people, and all of them are happy in their respective places. I want to ask you to do me just a little favor and get ready for preaching together. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor wants to know, what do you say when you can't say enough? Amen. That's what I want to talk about. What do you say when you can't say enough? I really believe that there are times in life when we are simply overwhelmed beyond our vocabulary. The Bible teaches us that the redeemed of the Lord ought to say so. Some have misrepresented that by suggesting that the writer's suggesting to the people that they don't have anything else to say but so. But what that text really is saying is, you go back and look at the previous offerings, what he's saying is that the redeemed of the Lord ought to be the folk who say that. They ought to be the ones who tell of his goodness and tell of the great works of the Lord. So what he's saying is, this ought to be your testimony. And I think in Psalm 107, there is a correlation to that, if you will, because what the writer is saying is, give thanks. He goes down and gives them a list of why they ought to give thanks. The first thing he says to them is that they ought to give thanks to the Lord. And I would suggest to you, brothers and sisters, that if you're going to get your thinking priorities in order, your first thanks is owed to God. In the old church, when we would line up for our testimonial periods, we seemed to have mastered that introductory line. And people would come up, and you've been in church long enough to have heard it, when folks said, first, giving honor to God. Mm-hmm. They would go like that, you know, and they would go down their list, and then along that illustration of the goodness of God, they would say many times, I thank and praise God. I've often wondered, have we forgotten how to hook those two up together? That we would thank and praise God. Hello? I said, I wonder if we've forgotten that those two go together. That we would thank and praise God. Okay, one more time. That we would thank and praise. Okay, now you get it. The writer says, let's give thanks to the Lord. And I believe that grandma was right, that every time we think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for us, we ought to have some response to that. Amen. And it doesn't mean that everybody's on the same schedule, because some of us are not thinking the same thing at the same time. So I really believe that every night in the church, there ought to be just a bust out praise.
Well,
you know, and don't worry about who look at you. But when you think of what God has done for you, you ought to do something. Amen. You know, something might be mentioned in the preaching. Something might run across your mind, and you ought to just go ahead and let God know that you appreciate that. Amen. You know, a spontaneous hallelujah sometime, or boom, glory to God. You know, in the old church, when Sister Laura and I went, the old church down south, folk would do that all the time. You know, we thought they had some kind of tick or something, some kind of issue, you know, with, because all of a sudden it just goes, oh, hallelujah. And you look around, and then next thing you know, somebody else would think about something. And before you know it, it became repetitive and spontaneous. And then it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because when folk know you know something, they want to get in on what you know. Amen. And so when you thank God, you ought to let it be known that you're thankful to God. Amen. And whatever God has done in your life is worthy of at least a little bit of praise. Amen. It's just a little bit of praise. You may not do all of the same thing all the time, but you ought to remember that if it had not been the Lord who was on your side, a thank you goes, amen, thank you, thank you. And so it is. He said, let's make sure that it's to the Lord. And then he says, why? He's good. He's just good. Amen. He's just good. He's just good. Amen. He's just good. He said, why? For he is good. He didn't even get into all of the good that the Lord has done. He just summarizes by saying, for he is good. Anybody know he's good? Yeah, God is good. In fact, when you think about it, that ought to be your opening declaration every day of your life. For he is good. Amen. And I know I don't deserve it. I know I'm not worthy. But the Lord is good. Amen. That's why old folk would say that he's been better to me than I've been to myself. Why? He's just good. Why did God wake us up? Because he's good. Why does God feed us? Because he's good. Why does God put a hedge round about? Because he's good. Why won't he let my enemies beat me down? Because he's good. Why did he lift me up out of the muck and the mire? Because he's good. Why did he forgive my sin? For he's good. Why did he send Jesus? For he's good. Why did he prepare a place? For he's good. Why? He's good. When is he good? All the time. In the morning, noonday, afternoon, late at night, God is good all the time, and all the time. Look like y'all know something. Y'all sit down, because I ain't going to go no faster. For he's good. And then he says something that really got me, Sister Woodson. He said, because his faithful love endures forever. Sister Harmony, you way back there. I put a little note here that said you might need harmony on this part, because I really want to do that Whitney Houston version that says, and I will always. And I wanted to do it like that. You got to do it. You got to do that. And I said, I need harmony. But she, I love you always. No matter what happens, God loves you. Oh, somebody ought to have felt that right there. No matter how many times you mess it up, he'll still love you. No matter how many times you don't come to church ever, he'll still love you. You didn't give your tithe, he still loves you. You didn't say hallelujah, he still loves you. You didn't bless your food, he still loves you. You didn't, y'all ain't talking to me. His faithful love endures forever. How long is forever? Longer than I can count. Amen. And he's faithful about that. And the writer said that the Lord has a faithful love. And it's going to endure. You know, sometimes we put God through hardships. Yeah, we make God go the long way with us. Amen. You remember the children of Israel, Deacon Walker? They 11 days, they could have been in the promised land. But no, they made God take the long way home. Made God go way around yonder. Any of y'all have made God go way around yonder? Okay, 200 of y'all hands should have went up right there. May God, he said, listen, because God knows how he wants to love us. But we don't appreciate it. So sometime we make God put stuff on layaway. He said, I want to bless you. I've got plans for you. There's some things I really want to do for you. So I'm just going to have to remember that I got a faithful love. And I got to remember, how many of y'all know God had to put up with y'all? Amen. There you go. Some of y'all are honest. Make God put up with y'all. But he said, that's all right. I don't mind because I'm faithful. I love you. And I'm just going to hold out a little while long. I'm going to wait on you. Why? Because I know how I love you. You know, and God is so faithful. And the writer says, you know, that's another reason I know God is good. Because he still loves me. Amen. People will change on you. Don't look around. Don't everybody look this way. People will change on you. But the Lord is so faithful that even when you are corrupt, conniving, when you're hiding out, you know, Adam and Eve, God came to meet with them that afternoon, have a little picnic lunch, you know, and he showed up in the cool of the day. That's a good time to have picnic lunch. And they hiding out. And God said, well, where's Adam and Eve? And he calls out to him. And Adam said, shh. Eve look at Adam and said, who are you talking to? God comes after us when we know we've messed up. He comes after us and calls us by name. And some of us won't even answer. Some of us know that best thing we can do is come on out. But no, we're going to make God look for us. Amen. We all up under bushes and hiding in clothes and all that kind of stuff. And let God didn't see you. How many of y'all ever had somebody try to hide from you? You say, you know I see you. I'm looking right at you. You don't see me. You know, you think like in that movie, you think you can just go invisible. But God says, I love you. And I'll look after you. The Bible reminds us that God is so faithful. That even when he has every right to deny us, to disavow us, and really, he could have killed us a long time ago. But he reminds himself of his faithful love. And even when we have done the most unthinkable things, Jesus intercedes on our behalf and said, Daddy, you love them. And you know you sent me down there to save them. And you don't do nothing wrong. You don't do nothing bad. And you got to remember that you love them. And it's right there in the next line. Because he redeemed you. See, God could have left y'all. You know that, don't you? How many know you wasn't worthy? Okay, 322 hands. If you weren't worthy, but he has redeemed you. And let me tell you why this is important right here. I'm just about finished. I know you ain't going to believe it, but we're going to save some time. He has redeemed you. Now, this whole group right here going to get broke up right here. James, slide down. See, every time I talk about preaching short, y'all start something right over there. Jess, move. Now, Usher, this is Ozelia. I don't appreciate y'all laughing at my short service. It's going to work. Hold on. This is why it gets long. I have to do commentary with people. Notice what the text says. The text says, James, he has redeemed you. Okay, y'all still didn't get it. The text says, the Bible, the Word of God, the absolute truth, says he has redeemed you. Now, remember what I told you earlier when the Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord say? Okay. This is why you should never be short of your exciting testimony. This is why you should never be short of your praise. This is why you should never forget that God is good. This is why you should never forget to thank him. This is why you should never forget how faithful he is, because he has redeemed you. Here's what the song said. When nothing else could help,
when nobody else could get me out of my mess, when nobody else could forgive me, when nobody else could look beyond my situation, the Lord has redeemed me. In other words, he brought me out all right. Not that I'm coming out, I've already come out. Not that I'm almost there, I'm already home. Because I am redeemed, bought with a price. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I am redeemed. God ain't working on me. God ain't trying to come up with a plan. God ain't thinking of how to fix it. God has already redeemed me. And because I am redeemed, I got something to say about it. I am what redemption looks like. Look at your name and tell him, I make this redeemed thing look good. He has redeemed you. You're already out. You're already the elect of God, the chosen, the peculiar generation. You should already be praising with your golden slippers and your long white robe. You should be in full dress rehearsal because the redemptive works have already been done. Look at your neighbor and tell them, it's over. Yeah, we got this. Because I am redeemed. My sins have been forgiven. You do know that he could have killed you last night. But the reason the Lord woke you up this morning is because you are redeemed. Your redemptive value is only increasing because you are the chosen of God. Yeah, these are they. Nudge somebody to tell them, I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'm one of them. He said he has redeemed you. And there it is, right there. I'm about done. He said, then speak out. Say something. Sitting around here all quiet, trying to look refined. You ain't refined, you just redeemed. Yeah, you ain't refined, you just redeemed. Listen, and you know God redeemed us just like we were. How many know that the Lord didn't wait till you got it right? The Lord didn't wait till you stop smoking and stop drinking and stop hanging out. The Lord redeemed you just like you were. Come on and talk to me, somebody. He lifted us just like we were. He brought us over just like we were. Some of us didn't come out of the fire smelling like Glade air freshener. We came out smelling like smoke. Why? Because he snatched us out of the burning briar and brought us just like we were. Amen. Some of us still got a pack of cools in our back pocket. God brought us out. We ain't have time to throw them to the side. Amen. Still got that little half pint over there in the coat pocket. God said, I got you. Come on. You said, Lord, let me. No, come on. We got to go now. Got to move quickly. The devil was hot on y'all trail. He said, you're sick. He said, speak about it. That's why I wonder why the church got so quiet. What happened to us? Speaking of the Lord's testimony. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I couldn't keep it to myself. I got to tell you, the Lord redeemed me. And listen, some of y'all made the Lord work overtime. Don't look around. Some of y'all made the Lord work overtime. But you were working. He said, and since he has redeemed you, say something. That's why our church ought to always be exuberant. Ought to be always some kind of buzz going on. Just chitter-chatter everywhere because we're telling our story. Even the Bible said that. The Bible said, listen, tell your children and your children's children of this transitional period in your life. He said, write it down so you don't forget. How many know if you don't write some stuff down, you'll forget? Amen. Amen. That's right. There's a saying, Ms. McKenzie and these educated people tell you that there's a saying that simply goes, if you don't know your history, you are doomed. Some would even say damned to repeat it. See, we need to write down. We said, listen, we've been through that already. There are some things in our families that folk ought to know that we've already done that one. We don't need to be repeating that one. We've come through that one already. Amen. Amen. Mama used to tell us all the time, say, Your grandma and them didn't work hard for nothing. Y'all ungrateful. Y'all don't appreciate nothing. It took some sacrifice for us to get here, and y'all just gonna mess up the family name. Y'all better get yourself together. We've already been through that. God has been too good to us for us to repeat that kind of foolishness. We're a better people than that. Amen. And so he said, listen, you're gonna say something. And then he said this. He said, go tell other people. Some of y'all know you can't hold water. Some of y'all can't help y'allself. Ain't no need of nobody swearing no blood oath with y'all or getting y'all to make no promise, no cross your heart and hope to die because y'all gonna tell it. Amen. Some of y'all gonna tell it and put a little yeast in it. You can't help it. You just gonna tell it. And you gonna make it more exciting. You gonna have to embellish a little bit. They told you it wasn't strong enough. You said, oh, child, let me put something in that for you. By the time the person who told you here, they don't even believe that they stole it. But he said, go tell others he'd done it. And tell them who God redeemed you from. He redeemed you from your enemies. People were out to get you. Let me help you understand something. Here's what Paul told the church. Paul said, you do know you have an adversary.
Yeah.
A roaring lion. That seeks to destroy you. You can't get away from that one. The Lord redeemed you from your enemy. Satan was trying to kill you. What's that Holy Ghost? Still trying to kill you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. How many of y'all ever had that testimony? Look like no matter how far you go, you still got a ways to go. I'm about finished. I'm finna get to the end of it. He said, listen, you better realize that the thankfulness, the praise and the adoration belongs to God.
Yes, it does.
Because the enemy was trying to kill me. Can't get no rest. Don't know why I work all day. When will I learn misery gets it? Y'all ain't talking to me. You got to understand that the enemy, that's his job. But the writer says, give thanks because the Lord is good. And remember that the Lord has a faithful love.
Yes, he does.
And then he says, when you remember that, make sure that you always know you are redeemed.
Yeah.
Amen. You got a reason to praise God because, amen, as grandma would say, you could have been dead and sleeping in your grave. Amen. The old song you say, he didn't have to let me live. But he did. He gave me another chance. Look at your name and said, I'm on another chance. I don't know what number it is. I just know I'm on another chance. Because God cared so much about me that he allowed me to rise from my sleeping place. Amen. I don't know what condition you went to bed in. I don't know what was on your mind. I don't know what was on your breath. I don't know what was in your stomach. But I know he woke you up this morning. Y'all didn't hear me. I said, I know he woke you up this morning and he blessed you all over again. Amen. The Bible reminds us that we were wandering in a solitary way. Couldn't find no place to call our home. But the Lord, who is rich in mercy, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he's a rich in mercy and cared so much about me that when the enemy came and tried to trip me up, the Bible said that they stumbled and fell. How many know that your enemy has stumbled and failed? Oh yeah, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, they were trying to get me. They lied on me. They started rumors on me. But the God I serve stripped them up and made them fall. And how many know that when they fall by the wayside, you don't have to glory in that they fail. Just glory in that, Lord, let you stand. Remember that the Lord is your rock, your strong tower, your place of refuge. That's why the Bible says, in the times of trouble, the Lord will hide me. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, You might not have seen me a few Sundays. It's because the Lord been hiding me. I didn't come to choir rehearsal because the Lord was hiding me. I didn't want to make too much noise because the Lord was hiding me. But now that I've come out of hiding, oh, come on and talk to me. Now that I come out of hiding, I'm going to lift up my voice. I'm going to make my little noise. I'm going to sing my little song. I'm going to stand up and tell the righteous that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever, from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. Look at another name and say, neighbor, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that he brought me out, and he brought me out all right. Is there anybody in this room that can declare he brought me out and brought me out all right? Mama said, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Anybody laid anything down? Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't mean to bother you, but the Lord has been good to me. I gotta tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. I didn't get here all by myself. God did it. I say God did it. Didn't God do it? Look at somebody else and say, I don't mean to bother you, but the God I serve is an on-time God. He's able. He's able. He's able. And he's all right. I tried him for myself, and I found out that mama was right. Just a few more weary days, and then I'll fly away. But I'm not leaving yet. I'm going to stay right here just a little while longer. I got to tell somebody, it was at the cross where I first saw the light. Anybody saw the light? Anybody been to the cross? There's power at the cross because the blood came streaming down, and he washed. I said he washed. Anybody been washed? Won't God wash you? Won't God make you clean? Say yeah. Say yeah. He washed me white as snow, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. Anybody feel safe? Anybody feel better? Anybody got joy? Anybody got peace? Anybody got love? Won't he do it? Can't he do it? Didn't he do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say I feel better now since I laid my burdens down. God is my all in all. I trust him. I tried him, and I found out that when he died, he didn't stay there. I said, when he died, he didn't stay there. The old preacher said it was early. Early. Anybody know that if you want the best things, you got to come early? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stop being late. Stop dragging. Stop laying low. Get up early. Get up early. Get down to the tomb and stand there and notice that he's not there. He got up early. Didn't he get up? Didn't he rise? Say yeah. Say yeah. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. I didn't know what to say, so I took my time and I thought about it, and I came up with this. Thank you. 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 Anybody want to tell him thank you? Tell him thank you. He woke you up. Thank you. He made a way. Thank you. He put food on my table. Thank you. He blessed my children. Thank you. He gave me a job. Thank you. He gave me health. Thank you. He gave me strength. Thank you. But more than anything, he gave me Jesus. He gave me Jesus. And that's all right. Ain't that all right? Anybody got Jesus? Anybody got Jesus? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say ah! was missing until I realized what I was missing. Thank God for Jesus. My help, my hope, my healing, my hero. Anybody got Jesus? Anybody got Jesus? If you got Jesus, say yes. Say yes. He came for us. He covers us. And he comforts us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I just want to remind you that this enduring love is going to last forever. You can't run out of this. Can't run away from it. And you can't refuse it. God made himself love. And he loved you. He said, please, please don't ever forget that it won't quit on you. Anybody ever had something quit on you? Oh, what a horrible time. As Kenny Rogers would say, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Got these hungry children and crop in the field. I've had some sad times and lived through some bad times, but this time, the hurt just won't heal. But you don't have to worry about the Lord leaving you. I heard the Lord say, I'll never leave you.
Never leave you, never leave you.
And I won't forsake you. He said, your mother and father might forget about you. Your brother and sister may not speak to you, but I'll never leave you. I'll stay right there. Through the storms and through the rain, I'll stay right there. And you won't have to look for me, because I'm a very present help. How many know he's always right down there? Right there, right there, right there. Some folk will leave you. You disappoint them. You don't do like they thought you ought to do. But how many know we've done that with God so many times? Lord, we done disappointed the Lord. We made a vow and didn't keep a vow. Made a pledge and keep. We done call all kinds of things. But he said, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay right here. But I'm not the kind of God that's going to change on you. Remember the Hebrew writer reminds us, he said he's the same. Today, yesterday, forevermore. But he stays right there. And I don't know how to describe that. I put a list of big words in here. And I said, they don't need to say them because they don't know all the more big words right, John. Just tell them to say thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What do you say when you don't have enough to say? You just don't tell them thank you. You know, there is no protocol greater than saying thank you. Just when I needed him the most, he did what he had to do. You know, we're done. There is a mindset that ought to be broken in the church. We don't earn God's love. We don't work for it. It's just as simple as saying, Lord, I need you. God, I'm so sorry for my sin. And Lord, if you just take me. That's it. He said, I've been here all the time. You do know that you can't live without him. Not one moment. Not one moment. You can't breathe without him. You can't even walk without him. He said, I got you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Oh, come on. That's good news right there. God will take care of you. God, I thank you that you didn't let me die. You didn't cast me off. don't deserve you. But you love me anyhow. And I wish I had some big fancy word, but Lord, all I got is thank you. With my head lifted up, with my mouth filled with praise, I just want to say thank you. And maybe, Lord, when I've been there 10,000 years, bright, shining, like the sun, I might come up with something else. But, Lord, right now, today, all I got is thank you. Because you've been so good to me. I was alone and idle, and I was a sinner too. Lord, thank you. I was corrupt, mischievous, and disobedient. Lord, thank you. I hid out, hung out. Lord, thank you. Lord, if the folks sitting next to me knew me, they wouldn't sit by me. But you're a company keeper. Thank you. You know everything and you still love me. Thank you. You saw it all, but you still love me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. You're here today and you didn't know. I thought I'd let you know today the Lord has redeemed you. You'll just stand on your feet together. We're going to go. It's a good time to get ready to go. Amen. The Lord cares for you. His compassion faileth not. You know, some people going to be good to you long as you're good to them. And when you fall out of favor with them, they're going to do everything they can to break you. God's not going to do that. He said that when they cried out to him, he helped them. Can I give you one insight today? We're going to let you go, but you don't have to be cute with God. You can cry out to him. The text says when they were in trouble, they cried out to the Lord, Lord, help us. Help us. And he didn't judge. He didn't remind them of their former sins. He didn't say, no, you brought it on yourself. The text said he came to their rescue. He came to their rescue. How many know that help is always on the way? Help is always on the way. Sometimes we delay our help's arrival by moving around too much. Wherever you call for help, stop right there. You know, they teach you that in that little fire drill thing, don't they? They say, stop, drop, and roll. You on fire, you running, you just going to burn up fast. Stop, drop, and roll. And when you cry out to the Lord, stay right there. I told you, he'll come get you just like you are. Come get you just like you are. You don't have to get dressed up to prove nothing to God. You cried out, you in a bad place, he said, I'll come get you right there. Every parent in this room has probably done that. As your children get older, those of you who children are not teenagers yet, you'll live long enough, I pray, that they're going to be in a bad situation and you're going to say, where you at? Stay right there, I'm coming. Oh, on the way there, you're going to be thinking of all the ways you can kill them and get away with it. You're going to be thinking of all of the sacrifice and how could this child reward me with such foolishness? But when you see your child, all that goes out the window. You tell him, get on in this car and close that door. Let's go. And on the way home, you say, don't you say nothing to me. They won't explain. You say, don't you say nothing. Just wait till we get home. We'll talk about it in the morning. And by the time you wake up in the morning, all of that love that's enduring and faithful takes over. Oh, you got to do something now. Don't let them all the way off the hook. But that's kind of sort of how God is. He said, I know where you at. I'll come get you. But I am redeemed, bought with a price. You in this room today, and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you ought to come right now and just tell him, Lord, thank you. You preserved my life for a moment like this. Lord, thank you. And every day for the rest of your life, you may not know the words to all of the texts in the Bible. You may not know from Genesis to Revelation. You may not be able to sing any little song, this old fancy choir, get up here and sing sometime, but you can tell him thank you. Sometimes in your infancy, just remember that what you said then will work now. Lord, thank you. Just keep telling him thank you, because the Lord has redeemed you.
Yes, he has.
Jesus never fails. What he's done for others, he can do for you.
If you're in this room today, God bless you today. Somebody left a watch and an earring. If you're missing these items, they're right here. You can come get them. It's a watch and an earring. So you fill your ears, ladies and gentlemen. I've been told that men wear earrings too now. So if you're missing an earring, it's up here. Amen. Please come get these. God bless you. Come on, let's pray together. We're going to get ready to go. There are no discipleship qualifiers today. No one wants to. If everybody's all right in the Lord, that's a good thing. We're gonna accept that today. But I believe in prayer. I think prayer is the most essential, most available and needful tool. Nothing like prayer. Nothing like prayer. And God still hears and answers every one of them. God does not defer prayer to any other department in the kingdom. Prayers come to him directly. He said, I heard that. And doesn't matter how many other people pray, he still hears yours. Amen. For your sons and your daughters, for your family. I told the Christian Academy group this morning, you know, you all don't have anything to fret. If you voted Tuesday, you did your part. Don't worry about the outcome. The outcome was never in your control anyway. Never was. All you get, you know, you had an opportunity and you took it. And that's fine. But here's what you need to remember. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to fret about nothing. Don't worry about what's going to happen with affordable care. Don't worry about what's going to happen with guns or any of that kind of stuff. Don't worry about the dollar, the yen, the yang. Don't worry about none of that stuff. You know why? David gave you the answer. It's right there in Psalm 23. First line, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not, there you go. You ain't got to worry about it. Even when Barack was in the house, I had same God. When George Bush was there, same God. Bill Clinton, same God. Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, same God. Spiro, you know, all of them. And be honest with you, didn't you wake up Wednesday morning? Not much in your house had really changed, did it? And you know God is faithful?
Yes, he is.
It don't matter who lived at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You know what matters?
The Lord is sovereign. And everything that belonged to God on Tuesday belonged to God Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. We're going to be just fine. You know why? Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We've been working this thing all alone. Squeeze that hand and tell him we've been large and in charge all alone. That's why the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Woo. We got clout. Because we can ask of our Father and he won't deny us any good thing. We can trump. Because we got God. Amen. So you're going to be all right. Don't fret. Don't be telling your children about they're going to be hungry. Don't be doomsday. I had a couple preachers getting mad at me because I told them, man, don't be starting all that stuff. Dog, we're going to have to hide our 401k and I said, man, I ain't doing nothing. First of all, I ain't got time to be running around trying to figure out all that kind of crazy stuff. I pastor an African-American church. That's enough. I ain't got time for nothing. I ain't got time for that stuff. I can't be worried. All I got to do is keep all these sheep everywhere. I got sheep in the north side and the east side. I got to go get six over here and three over there. I can't be worried about no retirement. I got work to do, man. How, you know, we're going to,
our children's future is in jeopardy. No, no, it ain't. No, it ain't. The righteous will not be forsaken. And our seed are not going to be begging bread. We are not going to have to worry about, you know, all this crazy stuff. Let me tell you something. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, that's Bible. You get that Bible thing, man, you on cruise control. We'll be just like Jimmy Buffett, wasted away in Margaritaville, looking for our lost shaker of salt. Amen. We chilling. Blew out our flip-flops, stepped on a pop-top. Oh, come back too far. I got to go to court with the deputy now. But, you know, just relax. Keep praising God. I told him in Christian Academy this morning, which is why y'all need to come. The first thing you ought to always remember is that you love God. And because you love God, he is not going to let stuff happen to you. You ain't got to be afraid of the terror that comes, or the arrows that fly. The moon shall not smite thee. You ain't got to worry about that. Just be at ease. Keep worshiping. Point two, keep worshiping. Always just worship, worship, worship. Worship, worship, worship. Because when you worship, two things I know. You cannot worship and worry at the same time. So you got to pick which one you're going to do. You're going to either worry or you're going to worship. I choose to worship. Just worship. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will just keep saying, oh, Lord, thank you. Amen. If they decide to shut your company down, say, oh, Lord, an extended vacation. Thank you. Because you know, if God closes one door, he's duty bound to open yet another. And if your enemy closes it, God says, oh, I can open doors that men cannot open, and I can shut doors. God said, don't worry about what he do. Because if the enemy closes the door, God will open up a window. And if the enemy closes up the door and the window, God will take the roof off. God said, oh, I won't be denied. You can't hide my people from me. You're going to be, your children need to see your confidence now. If you ever want to build up your character, do it in crisis. Say, oh, we good. Amen. There's an old saying in the world, when others about are losing their heads, you make sure you keep yours. Amen. Just because the building on fire don't mean you got to panic. Just follow the instructions. Go down, go to the exit, get outside. Amen. God's going to take care of us. We fine. Some of us in this room today are going to face some challenges. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. And what I need you to know is you have a God. God is your source. Paul told the church at Philippi, remember this, and my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches. Okay, so don't worry about it. And tell your children that. Say, oh, we good, we fine. When your friends call you, ooh, I'm going to protest. Listen, all that marching up down the street ain't going to change nothing. The Electoral College has certified their results. Y'all people need to go on back to work. Stop turning over bit cars and burning up stuff. All that doing is putting somebody in hardship. Go home. All that walking up down with signs and all that stuff. Go home. Get on your face. And just say, Lord, be a fence. And people call each other, come on, we going downtown. Y'all go ahead. Unless y'all going down there to get a sandwich and a milkshake, I'm not going. I ain't protesting. That's just crazy. But you should have protested. You didn't. Don't get me started. So be at ease. The hands you holding, the same hands you were holding before, it's going to be all right. Whatever you got to face, just trust God. We're very thankful again. Deacon Antrim is getting better. Very thankful for Brother Jesse. Very thankful for Sister Muriel. Reverend Muriel has had a little bit of a spell there, but God is faithful. Sister Ware is mending. She had a broken leg. She's been moved to Guggenheimer. Sister Hilda, Sister Royal, y'all been praying for these folk, and they're being felt. They're being felt. They really appreciate it. Let's keep each other in prayer. Again, Deacon Campbell is looking great. Just outstanding to see him.
knowing that he's got a good helper with him. He's doing well, doing very well. And what you need to remember is when you look on what God is doing in somebody else's life, when something happened in your life, just say, hey, Lord, now I saw what you did in that brother so-and-so life. So, Lord, don't forget me and my house. See, don't be a stranger with the miracles of God. That's why the Bible said, and they overcame by the word of their testimony. Tell your story. You look at Brother McKenzie, and you look at Brother Rudy, and so many others. Look at James. Amen. Sister Jess. How many years now, Jess? Where's she going? She done slipped that on me. 15 years. So when you think you're in a struggle, just say, Jess, God did it for you. And if you're scared to ask God to do it for you, ask her to ask him. Apparently she's talked to him before. Amen. Your children are in the midst of a struggle. Talk to some of these parents whose children have about drove them crazy. Say, how did you do it? Said, well, here's what I did. Short of serving time in the penitentiary, here's what I did. And you say, okay, well, I'm going to try that. You know, ain't no school like old school. Amen. And don't be afraid to be your children's enemy for a minute. They're going to be mad at you. They'll get over it. Their stomach start growling and you ain't cooking, they'll come around. Sleep on them same sheets for about a week, they'll come around. Yeah. They'll realize where it come from then. Amen. That stuff ain't automatic. This is about love. Love works a two-way street. God, we thank you today. Hands are being held. Petitions are being offered. Jobs are needed. Healing, deliverance. Blood pressure's too high. Arthritis, diabetic controls. Mending of broken bones. Bruises of swelling. All manner of things have happened this week. But you're God. For this people, for their families, for their sons and their daughters. Lord, hear our prayers. Sometimes, Lord, it seems trivial to others, but it means a lot to us. And so we'll let our requests be made known to you because we know you can handle it. That's the loving thing about you, God. Not only do you hear, but you handle. And when you handle it, Lord, you give us hope. Give us an encouraging way. And so, God, thank you for our brothers and sisters who are not only on the mend, but have been mended. Their testimony is, I'm all right now. And those who are yet still in the valley, making their way to the mountaintop, Lord, keep doing what you're doing. Send the best doctors and nurses and certified nursing assistants and LPNs and RNs and send all those people, Lord, who have those skill levels. Those skill sets that we need. We don't know how to do our own surgery, so we need people who can. We don't know how to prescribe medicine, so we need people who can. And Lord, we know that you've made all things for us. And so God, do what you do so well. Give us traveling mercies today. We're going down the road just a little ways to share in celebration. Bless the food that has been offered for us today. Bless our drivers to have good skill and alertness. And thank you for those who thought it not robbery to give up in the afternoon. This is probably our last outing this year. And so, Lord, we're going to close on a high note. Going down there and just sing till we can't sing no more. And usher and preach and come on back home rejoicing. It's been a great year, Lord, really. We've had a great time. You've been so faithful to us. And so we ask these few things on this second Sunday. Bless my neighbor. Bless even the stranger. Thank you for our guests came by today. All around this room, wall to wall, from pew to pew, door to door, your children are faithful. They believe, God, you can do anything. So God, go ahead and show up and show out again. You're an awesome God. You are Jehovah Nisi, and we thank you for that. God bless. Forgive us of our sins, we do pray. Have mercy. Cleanse us and make us right again. We would be whole in the name of Jesus. And the Redeemer of the Lord said, amen, 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 and amen.
Come get your watch. Come get your earring. God bless you. Hug somebody. Shake their hand. Be nice to them. Amen. That's the way I like it. Amen. Bless you. Amen.